Pretending to Dance by Diane Chamberlain. Read for you by Susan Bennett. 2014. Chapter 1. San Diego. I'm a good liar. I take comfort in that fact as Aiden and I sit next to each other on our leather sectional, so close together that our thighs touch. I wonder if that's too close. Patty, the social worker sitting on the other wing of our sectional, writes something in her notes, and with every scribble of her pen, I worry her words will cost us our baby. I imagine she's writing, the couple appears to be codependent to an unhealthy degree. As if picking up on my nervousness, Aiden takes my hand, squeezing it against his warm palm. How can he be so calm? You're both 38, is that right? Patty asks. We nod in unison. Patty isn't at all what I expected. In my mind, I've dubbed her Perky Patty. I'd expected someone dour, older, judgmental. She's a licensed social worker, but she can't be any older than 25. Her blonde hair is in a ponytail. Her blue eyes are huge, and her eyelashes look like something out of an advertisement in Vogue. She has a quick smile and bubbly enthusiasm. Yet still, Perky Patty holds our future in her hands. And despite her youth and bubbly charm, she intimidates me. Patty looks up from her notes. How did you meet? She asks. At a law conference, I say, in 2003. It was love at first sight for me, Aiden says. I know he means it. He's told me often enough. It was your freckles, he'd say, touching his finger to the bridge of my nose. Right now, I feel the warmth of his gaze on me. We hit it off right away. I smile at Aiden, remembering the first time I saw him. The workshop was on immigration law, which would later become Aiden's specialization. He'd come in late, backpack slung over one shoulder, bicycle helmet dangling from his hand, blonde hair jutting up in all directions. His gray t-shirt was damp with sweat, and he was out of breath. Our workshop leader, a humorless woman with a stiff-looking black bob, glared at him, but he gave her that endearing smile of his big brown eyes apologetic behind his glasses. His smile said, I know I'm late, and I'm sorry, but I'll make you happy that I'm in your workshop. I watched her melt, her features softening, as she nodded toward an empty chair in the center of the room. I'd been a wounded soul back then. I'd sworn off men a couple of years earlier, after a soul-searing broken engagement to my longtime boyfriend Jordan. But I knew in that moment that I wanted to get to know this particular man, Aiden James, and I introduced myself to him during the break. I was smitten. Aiden was playful, sexy, and brainy, an irresistible combination. 11 years later, I still can't resist him. You're in immigration law, is that right? Patty looks at Aiden.
Yes, I'm teaching at the University of San Diego right now.
And you're family law. She looks at me and I nod. How long did you date before you got married? She asks.
About a year, Aiden says.
It had been only 8 months, but I knew he thought a year sounded better. Did you try to have children right away? No, I say. We wanted to focus on our careers first. We never realized we'd have a problem when we finally started trying. And why are you unable to have children of your own?
Well, initially it was just that we couldn't get pregnant, Aiden says. We tried for 2 years before going to a specialist.
I remember those years all too well. I'd cry every time I'd get my period. Every single time. When I finally did get pregnant, I say, I lost the baby at 20 weeks and had to have a hysterectomy. The words sound dry as they leave my mouth, no hint of the agony behind them. Our lost daughter, Sarah. Our lost dreams. I'm sorry, Patty says.
It was a nightmare, Aiden adds.
How did you cope? We talked a lot, I say. Aiden.